For the first time in 30 years, the Forest Service is updating its management plan for the Custer-Gallatin National Forest. It'll determine where you can mountain bike, build new trails, and harvest timber, among other things. It'll also determine what happens to crow sacred sites on the Crazy Mountains. Roberta Bird is in unusually high spirits for someone who just puked.
I probably will never get in a plane that small again in my lifetime, but it was totally worth it.
That's because she got to see the sites her grandma used to talk about, this time from the window of a six-seater plane. She grew up hearing about the crow who camped at Awahawe Pia. That's Crazy Mountains in Absalica.
Yeah, did you think about her while you were up there?
Absolutely, the whole time, I think. Just the river, she would tell us stories along the rivers, so we flew over the rivers. I could just hear my grandma's stories.
Crow have been coming to the Crazy Mountains to pray and fast for centuries.
The chiefs would go to the highest point to physically get as close as they could to the Creator to pray and to ask for good things, and that connection was never lost.
And the crow want to keep it that way. They're advocating that the Custer-Gallatin National Forest manage parts of the forest as wilderness. It's the highest level of protection possible for public lands and would ban mechanized travel. They want it codified in the forest management plan that's undergoing revision right now.
We don't want any new trails up at the top. Any new recreation, you don't want any windmills, just no new building, no new structures.
But most importantly, she wants the Forest Service to know.
The sacredness that we hold to it is like church. You wouldn't want an ATV going through the middle of church or maybe a cemetery.
She says Crow sacred sites should be protected because the tribe has treaty rights to Crazy Mountain. Picture a triangle between Lander, Wyoming, Big Timber, Montana, and Miles City, Montana. Those were Crow lands under the Fort Laramie Treaty of 1851. That included the Crazy Mountains. Within two decades, the government took about 80% of those lands away, but they also included this promise, quote, "The Crow shall have the right to hunt on unoccupied lands of the United States so long as game may be found thereon," end quote.
I'm here to see Virginia Kelly.
Who are you with?
Virginia Kelly says the new management plan will respect those treaty rights, with or without recommended wilderness. She's the team leader for the revision plan at the Forest Service.
So we have language in our draft plan that basically says the forest will continue to allow access to the tribes for exercise of treaty rights, and we will manage the land in such a way to maintain those resources that those treaty rights depend on.
The Forest Service is mandated by a complicated matrix of executive orders, congressional acts, and department regulations to consult with Native American tribes about land management plans. The Custer-Gallatin is consulting with 18 tribes, including the Crow, as it revises and merges plans from the 1980s. At the same time, Kelly says the service must manage for a range of land uses that could be harmonious or harmful to the Crow's ceremonial sites.
Grizzly bears, wolves, bison. We have one of the very few palladium and platinum mines in the entire world on the forest, a high degree of recreation interest, so it's very diverse.
The Forest Service released its draft plan this spring. A 90-day public comment period ran from the beginning of March to early June. Now the service is working through all the feedback it got, and that's Virginia Kelly's job.
So including names that were on petitions, it would be about 21,000.
The comments advocate for everything from more commercial timber harvest to protecting native fish populations. About 200 mention the Crow tribe or nation.
I'm Jaya Gatchell, a senior college student from Helena. The Crazy Mountains mean a tremendous amount to me and my family, so I support managing the area in close consultation with the Crow Nation.
Dear Custer-Gallatin Ranger District, I would like to request that you honor the Crow Nation's request to preserve the Crazy Mountains.
Their rights as a tribal nation are valuable and valid. They need to be respected.
That middle voice you heard was from Caleb Efta of Colorado. The last was Rita Harding of Billings, Montana. Here's an excerpt from the letter the Crow Tribe Executive Branch submitted. Quote, "When the Crow look at the Crazy Mountains, they see a sacred mountain, something to be cherished and respected, not a recreational playground," end quote.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
But State Representative Carrie White says bringing religion into this would violate the separation of church and state.
I don't think it's appropriate for anyone to tell the federal government that you need to make a decision based on my religion or my spiritual. connection.
White directs Citizens for Balanced Use, a nonprofit that advocates to expand access to public lands. He's also served as a representative for the American Lands Council in the past, which stands for state control of public lands. He says the Forest Service should make their decision based on science, and that special interest groups should own the land if they want special management.
So if you're going to create an area up in the Crazy Mountains that is based on the religion of the Crow, then the Crow tribe should either lease it or purchase it.
He owns his land. It was his great-grandfather's. He settled there in 1868, the same year the U.S. government downsized Crow territory.
Thank you so much.
The Crows see the new revision plan as a chance to get a little slice of that land back in a way. It wouldn't be theirs, but as recommended wilderness, it would be protected for generations to come. Next spring, the Forest Service will release its final draft. That's when they'll declare if they plan to recommend any parts of the Crazies as wilderness. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.